He stepped over and opened the closet door, expecting anything. But the closet was empty except for some various items hanging on the wall. On the floor, he saw the leather handle of a large canvas bank bag. He pulled it free and stepped back out of the closet and laid it on the bed. It felt empty. He unzipped the bag's top and started to open it, and the cat leapt onto the bed and sat watching him. At the same time, the ceiling lights dimmed low again. He jerked his attention to the light switch.
Eddie. Eddie, it's Lee.
In the darkness, he saw Leslie Wright standing as if posed in the shadowy darkness, her fingers holding open her unbuttoned blouse.
I thought you might like some company.
Oh, man.
He looked around again, back and forth between the balcony doors and half-naked woman as she dropped the blouse to the floor and took a step toward him, a bottle of champagne in hand.
Times Square on New Year's Eve.
The cat bounced down from the bed and loped over to sit looking up at the open balcony doors, thinking quick.
Hey, Lee, quick, turn up the lights. I found a bank bag full of cash.
What? Really?
The lights came up full strength.
There must be $1 million in here.
Lee appeared like magic beside him. She looked down into the large empty bag, but before she could mention it being empty, Van Gogh clenched her wrist, strong enough to get her attention and shut her up. He gave the slightest nod toward the balcony door. The big cat sat looking up, growling low in its chest.
Take it easy, Bruiser. Here, take it downstairs. We'll count it there.
Leslie Wright gasped when a silhouetted figure filled the balcony doors.
Not so fast. I'll take the money bag.
As he spoke, he stepped closer and closer.
Lift that cannon from behind your belt and drop it on the bed.
Van Gogh did as he was told. Leslie Wright clutched the champagne bottle to her breasts. At 2 feet away, the gunman tapped his gun barrel on Van Gogh's chest.
You know, I almost wish you would have made a hero move. There's nothing I would have liked more than to—
Van Gogh reached sidelong and snatched the champagne bottle from the woman's hands. Before the gunman could make a move, Van Gogh swung the full bottle around full strength and crashed it against the side of the man's face. Under pressure, the unopened bottle popped with the sound of a muffled shotgun. Champagne and glass flew.
Holy shit!
The big gunman struck with the bottle did not go down as he should have. He staggered around, crouched, his head bleeding, searching for his gun on the floor. Van Gogh opened both arms wide and brought them together full swing. His palms cupped on both of the gunman's ears at once, but the man still did not go down. Instead, he staggered around and managed to head out the balcony doors.
Okay, then.
Van Gogh helped him along, guiding him out, gaining momentum every step to the balcony rail, and helping him flip over it. The man landed with a hard splattering thud on the concrete pavers below.